The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Danto, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Danto, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. You will recall that the Earth people, Billy, Jane, and Pat Darrow, and their ally from Planaria Rex, Danto the Planet Man, have been captured by the almost legendary dusters of Venus. Bound and wrapped in cloth, they are being carried across the dust deserts of Venus.
Billy, how are you?
Being carried upside down with a sheet around me isn't an idea of comfort.
Jane?
I'm okay.
Pat?
All pleasant and accounted for, Danto. Are you all right?
Fine.
I do wish I knew where we were going.
Well, at least they're keeping us together.
Where do you think they live?
They may have some way of burrowing into the dust. Perhaps they'd learn to camouflage their den.
Den?
I don't mean it the way it sounds, Billy, but wherever it is they live, I don't believe they're intelligent enough to communicate or cooperate with others.
Well, then how do they know where to find us?
Yes, that's what I was wondering.
Well, this may be just a wandering path. Perhaps they just stumbled on the buggy in the desert.
I don't think so. They came prepared. Besides, what would they want with us, and why did they bother with us? Have you ever heard of them taking anyone before?
No.
That means if they did, no one ever lived to tell about it.
It may not be that, Billy. There may be some special reason why they wanted us.
Special reason? What do you mean?
Oh, there's no sense in guessing. We'll find out shortly. Notice the difference in sound?
Yeah, what is it?
We seem to have left the dust of the desert. Sounds and feels as if the dusters were walking on earth or rock.
Hey, something feels funny.
It's as if they were going downhill.
That's right. Oh, you notice how our voices seem to echo?
Yeah, what does that mean?
We must be in a tunnel or a cave of some kind.
And the air is much cooler, too. We should find out soon what this is all about.
Where are we?
I don't know. They just put us down and left. I heard a door close. They must be in a room of some kind.
Oh, smell, my hands are a little loose.
Can you get them free?
I'm trying.
Move down a little so I can reach the ropes with my fingers.
Got them?
Yeah, I think so.
That's it. They're getting looser. There. Now, if I can only get this blanket or whatever it is wrapped around me off.
Where are we? Can you see?
See? Blacker than it was when I had the thing over my head. We're in the dark somewhere. But wait, I'll untie it so you can see for yourself.
Untie Pat first, and then she can untie Jane while you set me free.
She's out of her hair. Okay, I'll have you loose in a minute. There, that's it.
Oh, never mind, I can do the rest myself. You better untie Danto.
Right.
Ah, that's fine, Billy. Oh,
gosh, I'm glad to get these ropes off. I don't mind telling you, my wrists and ankles are rubbed raw.
Well, if the dusters hadn't wrapped that cloth around us, there would be a lot of you rubbed raw.
What do you mean?
Didn't you notice their hides?
Sure, it was like an alligator.
Did you touch it?
I did when they were tying us up. It's as hard as rock, and it's rough enough to sharpen a knife on. The way they were carrying us, it would have rubbed right through our clothes.
Well, let's try to find out where we are.
You have a light?
No, Billy, no light, no ray gun either.
Did they take it away from you?
Well, I'm not sure. It might have fallen out of the holster, but it's gone.
I guess you don't have any such thing as a match.
No, nobody in the League of Planets has used matches for hundreds of years.
So how can we tell where we are if we can't see?
We'll just have to feel. Here, Pat, you take my left hand, Jane my right hand, and Billy, you hold Jane's hand.
What's the idea, Danville?
You'll see in a minute.
What does Danville hope to accomplish by this hand-clasping maneuver? Will it work? We'll be back in a moment. So, level off. When we left Danville and his friends, they were dropped in a dark, lonely place by the dusters. Danville is trying to find out where they are. Now he is directing Pat, Billy, and Jane in a hand-clasp maneuver in the dark.
Billy, walk as far as you can away from Jane without letting go of her hand.
Okay, now what?
Jane, keep hold of my hand and move away as far as you can. Billy, you keep moving.
Right, okay.
Now, Pat, you move out the other way as far as you can. Now, take your other hand and see if either you, Pat, or you, Billy, can touch a wall or something.
I'm feeling on my side here.
How about you, Pat?
No.
Now, Billy, you stay where you are. Jane, you stay where you are. Pat and I will see if we can find the other wall.
There, I feel it.
Still there, Billy?
Yes.
Yeah. I wanted to be sure of that direction. One, two, three, four, five.
Doing?
I'm measuring to see how wide this place is. Now I'm going to walk ahead and see if I can find the wall with the door in it.
I don't know whether it's better here in the dark or in the middle of the dust desert.
Personally, I'd be a little happier if we were back in Venusport.
Did you find the door, Danville?
Yes, but it doesn't help much. It's locked or bolted on the outside.
Can we sit down or something? I'm tired.
I think that's a good idea, Billy. Let's go over where we left the cloth they wrapped us in. Better than sitting on this floor. Sure that the dusters mean us no harm. If they were going to hurt us, I think they'd have done it by now.
Makes sense. But you said yourself that the dusters couldn't be very intelligent. I just hope you're right.
Somewhere.
Well, just do what we've been doing. Don't resist them.
You're right, Pat. They're leading us out of the room.
I think we're in a tunnel. Look, there's a light ahead of us.
We're heading toward it.
Doesn't look like daylight.
I wish these dusters could talk or make some kind of sound. They're so quiet, it's scary.
You don't sound very scared.
Well, I may not sound it, but I sure am.
Look, that light is very close.
What? Oh, would you look at that? It's a city. A whole city underground.
It's cave-like. It must be 1,000 feet high.
Yes, and a mile across.
I can't believe my eyes.
And I said they couldn't be very intelligent. Those buildings, streets, and lights.
Yeah. Hey, where does the light come from?
I'm not sure. There doesn't seem to be any single source. It's almost as though the whole inside of the cave were glowing.
Maybe it's some kind of luminous paint.
Whatever it is, it's certainly not primitive.
And look, there are some little dusters, and those must be their mothers.
We're going up the street now. Look at the houses. They look funny without any roof.
They don't need roofs. The whole cave is a roof. They just need walls for privacy.
Hey, what's that coming?
Hey, it's a vehicle of some sort.
But it has no wheels. It's not even touching the ground.
looks like a gravity sled, but I can't believe the dusters science is that advanced.
We seem to be heading toward the middle of the city.
Yes, toward that big building.
It's twice as big as any of ours.
It must be where their ruler lives.
Oh, that's a good guess, Pat.
Yeah. Hey, that's where we're headed.
Important.
Be careful. Let me make the first move.
He hasn't moved since we came in.
He's just sitting, staring at us.
Why don't you try to talk to him, Dantro? They must have some way of communicating with each other, or they couldn't develop as they had.
Oh, it's worth trying. What do you want with us?
No answer.
I'm afraid verbal communication's out anyway. After all, if they speak, they must have a language of their own.
Why don't you try sign language? You know, hands.
Right, Billy.
Looking at us for?
Dantro, look how he's staring at Billy and Jane.
He makes me nervous. As long as he just sits there, I don't mind.
They must have had a reason for bringing us here.
You're certainly not showing it.
Here come the dusters that brought us in.
Hey, what's going on here? They're taking us out again.
I wish I knew. I guess there's nothing we can do but go along with them and wait and see.
What a strange situation for Dantro, Pat, and the kids. What can the dusters possibly have in mind? How long will Dantro wait to see what happens before he acts? We'll be back in a moment, but first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dantro, the Planet Man. The Planet Man.